Well, I'm just blessed and I'm honored to, again, as I say, just to stand before you this morning. And I thank God for our worship team. Thank God for Pastor Nelson and the team. Awesome job this morning, you know. And you was right there. You're right there. How wonderful and how marvelous is God's love. I think you guys need to just stop and just think on that just for a moment. Think about your lives. Think about where you once were and how wonderful and how marvelous is God's love. Amen. Isn't he good? Isn't he a wonderful Savior? Is he a good God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's okay to praise him. It's okay to magnify his name because we serve a good God. Amen. And the more I talk about him, the more joy I get, and I get a little bit excited. So sometimes I begin to talk a little fast. So I got to slow myself down and just take my time and just do what God would have me do today. But I believe today that God has a word for us today. Chapel of Change, family and visitors, and you that are listening online, I believe God has a word for you today. I believe there's a word for us today. And God wants you to know today that you are loved. You are loved by him. I'm loved by God today. No matter what I'm facing, what I'm going through, God still loves me. No matter what I've done last night, God still loves me. You need to know today, you out there, that God still loves you. You may not be where you want to be right now, but God still loves you. So we're going to talk about love because what this world needs today is love. It seems like there's so much violence going on, just so much chaos going on today in the world. It's just so much, and it just seems like there's so much hate in the world today. And people are perpetrating, saying how they like me and how they love me, but today I want to talk about true love. I want to talk about true love, which is also known as the agape love. True love today, many of us have been searching for love in the wrong places. Many of us have been going to the clubs searching for love. Many are looking for an individual for love, for true love, but still coming up short, still coming up empty. Many of us are searching for love in the bottle, searching for love in the drugs, searching for love at the party, searching for love in the gangs. But today I want to touch on true love, the agape love. Amen. True love, this is an easy message to preach, but a hard word to live. True love, agape love, agape love. So our text scripture today is found in 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 11 through 16. 1 John, the 4th chapter, 11 through 16. But let us pray. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that your spirit will continue to be in this place. God, I ask that you would touch us, God, with your presence, God, with your love. God, I pray, God, that your spirit will begin to stir up the minds and the hearts of your people. God, I pray, God, that your love will have free reign in this place, God. God, I pray that your love begin to soften up their hearts, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for your love to be in this place, God. God, let your love flow freely, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that your love begin to break down walls, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray that your love begin to break down depression, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, have your way in this place, Lord. And God, I pray as you have me to speak this word, God, I pray I speak with power, clarity, and understanding, God. So God, have your way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Today we're talking about true love, which is known as the agape love. And 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 11, it says, "Dear friends, since God loved us that much, since God loved us that much, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so we surely ought to love each other." Wait a minute. If God loved us so much, we surely ought to love each other. If God loved me and you so much, then we ought to be able to love each other, be able to love our neighbor, be able to love our boss, be able to love our friend. Verse 12 says, but no one has ever seen God. No one has ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us. And his love is brought to full perfected or expression in us. Verse 13, and God has given us his spirit as proof that we live in him and he in us. And God has given us his spirit as proof that we live in him and him in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify that the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Verse 15, all who confess that Jesus is the Son of God have God living in them. All who confess, all the believers who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, we have God living in them, and they live in God. Verse 16, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Amen? Amen. Today we want to talk about true love. True love today is going to be the word today. True love is also known as the agape love, true love. But we have a lot of loves in the world today, a lot of imitation love going on. We have a lot of imitation love going on in the church today. But God wants us to deal with the true love. And you need to know, I need to know that there's a true love, that there's an agape love, there's a supernatural love that exists today. Amen? So, but before I go any further, I just want to just do just a quick questionnaire. And don't have to answer it out loud, but I'm just going to read a few questions. I want you just to let it just sink in for a second, because we're talking about true love, okay? Are you with me? Okay, first question is, when you're on time, but your spouse isn't, are you patient? Okay. When your spouse needs attention, but you're focused on a task, are you understanding? Okay. When your spouse succeeds in his or her own fear of strength, are you their enthusiastic cheerleader? Are you cheering them on? Okay. So far, y'all doing good. Do you mention how much you've done in the past when you're trying to get the upper hand during an argument? Okay. Here's one more for you. This might hit home right here. Do you ever use your spouse as the butt of your jokes or the target of your onliners? Okay. Here's the last one I'm gonna give out to you. Do you keep short accounts or detailed records of the hurts from the past? Do you keep short accounts or detailed records of the hurts from the past? These are some questions I just wanted to ask the body today. And we're dealing with true love, the agape love. And in this passage we just read, it was by the Apostle John. John is the author of this book, and he's writing to the believers. And John was also called the beloved disciple, the disciple whom Jesus loved. John was a disciple who loved Jesus dearly. Apostle John, he was a disciple who had laid his head on Jesus' chest at the Last Supper. Apostle John was a man that had deep love for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So Apostle John, he's writing this book because he has some experience. He was able to know what he's talking about. So Apostle John, he writes this book here, and he begins to tell us about, if we want to know God, we have to first allow God to be in us, his spirit in us. And then if we allow God's spirit to be in us, if we allow God's spirit to be in us, then we'll be able to love one another. Did you know that the Bible mentions about 65 times in the Bible that we would love one another as we love ourselves? The Bible talks about believers, that we would love one another. Not one time, not two times, but many times. So God is trying to get a word across to us. John was telling us the same thing, but in order to be able to truly love someone, you first got to have the Spirit of God in you to be able to give that true agape love. Amen? Are you with me? So there are different types of love. Different types of love. We're going to talk about those real briefly. There are different types of love. The first one that is also in the Bible, it's a type of love in the Bible, and it's pronounced eros. It's an eros love. Eros is more of an intense, a passionate, or a physical type of love. Eros. Then you have philia. Philia is known as the brotherly love, where you get the city of Philadelphia called the brotherly love. So philia is more like a brotherly love. But then also you have the infatuated love. The infatuated love is driven by passion only. This is the love generally described when someone has a crush on you. I'm infatuated with her. I'm infatuated with him. He or she has a crush on me. So it's not true love, but it's an infatuation. Have you ever had somebody had a crush on you, just been infatuated with you? And you thought it was, oh, he loved me, she loved me. No, they just infatuated with you. What about that eros love? Somebody just, they say they love you. I was going to kind of skip past that, but they say they love you, but it was more just a physical thing. Eros love. When they're done with you, they got nothing else to do, but they're done. They done their thing, they're done, they're gone. Don't care nothing about you, but it's just a physical attraction. Then you have the platonic love. The Greek philosopher Plato, he described it as a love without physical attraction. Love without a physical attraction. Platonic. You know the platonic thing, you know. They say they love you, but they're not even really attracted to you. How can you love somebody but not be attracted to them? Oh, but the one I want to talk today about is the agape love. The agape love is the more supreme love of all. It's an attribute of God, the agape love. The agape love, it comes from God. It says it does not come naturally to humans. Oh, but the agape love. We're going to talk about the agape love today. True love, if God's agape love. So my first point I want to bring out in these first verses here, verses 11 and 12, was the evidence of God's love. Apostle John, he was able to write, able to share, because he had evidence of true love, the agape love. The evidence you see, it took place here in verse 11. It says, "Dear friends, since God loved us so much," he loved us so much, he did what? "That he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." For God so loved us. Let me just stop right there. God so loved us. He didn't just love me, but he so loved us. He so loved us. That agape love. The Bible says that while I was yet in my sins, while I was doing wrong, while I was didn't want to listen to God, he so loved me that he gave his son for me. He gave a sacrificial life for me. He died for me and you. He so loved us. What kind of man would do something like that? Sacrificial love. That he so, I love them so much. In spite of what they were doing, I loved you so much. When you was out there doing your thing, I loved you so much. I cared about you so much. I had a deep love for you so much that I was willing to give my son for you. I was willing to sacrifice my son for you. I loved you so much that I was, no, wait, y'all don't hear me. He gave his son, Jesus, for me and you. The Bible says he so loved us. What kind of love is that? What kind of love? What kind of person would do something like that? I mean, You need some help? I'm going to give you a little money for some gas. I'm going to give you a little food and stuff, but give you my son for you? But think about it. He said this. It was this. It goes deeper than that. Even for his enemies, he loved us so much. What kind of love? Your mind can't even put it all together. But the Bible says, I love them so much. I loved you so much. When you were doing your thing, I loved you so much. I gave my son for you. He shed his blood for you. He shed his blood for me. True love, the agape love. Romans, the fifth chapter, and it just backs up what I'm saying. 5 and 8. For while we were yet in our sins, Christ died for me and you. I'm talking about a true love. I'm talking about a real love. True love. True love. I'm talking about a real love. True love. I'm talking about true love. I'm talking about real love, that he would go and he would sacrifice himself. And John, the 13th chapter and 34th verse says, a new command I give you, that you love one another as I loved you. So you must love one another. How did Christ love us? How did God love us? He wants us to love each other the same way he loved us. He wants us to have that sacrificial love, that we will lay down our lives for our brother and our sister. And you know what? It's easier said than done. Amen? But you can't do it in a natural strength, because the Bible says that he gave us his spirit. And when the spirit of God came in us, he gave us the ability to be able to love like Christ. Amen? He gave us the ability to be able to look past my brother or sister's faults. When they wrong me, when they do me wrong, I'm able to look past them because I have the Spirit of God in me, and God has given me the ability to be able to love him in spite of. I'm able to pray for my enemies when they despitefully use me, because God has given me the Spirit of God to give me the power to be able to do that. I can't do it on my own, because if you was to mess with me, I want to pay you back. I want to get back with you. But the Bible says, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, and I will repay evil. Yeah. Amen. So many of us are walking around in a natural love, but we need to walk around in God's true love, God's agape love. And you can't do it unless you have the Spirit of God dwelling and living in you. So if you find yourself always going off on everybody, and you're supposed to be a believer, and you got short patience, and you're supposed to be a believer, and you're always cussing folks out, and you're supposed to be a believer, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself. It's time we go back, get on our knees, and ask God to let his Holy Spirit to come inside of us, to let him live and dwell inside of us. We're talking about true love. I'm talking about true love. Whoa, okay. I'm going to go, okay. The next point I want to bring out is experience God's love. We need to experience God's love. John was able to give us these notes, these points here, because he had evidence and he had experience. He had experience for God's love, God's true love. You have to be able to experience God's true love. And I was kind of sharing earlier, the only way we get the experience is that we have to allow God's Spirit to be in us, God's Holy Spirit to be in us. And as we begin to grow, we begin to mature, God will begin to develop things in us. But also, look at the Bible says in Galatians, the fifth chapter, verse 22. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We're talking about true love, God's agape love. What happens is a lot of us don't spend enough time on our knees, and we haven't let God use us the way he would like to use us until we get up too early. But we need to go back and hit our knees again and say, Lord, come into my life. God, take control of me. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill me, God. I want these gifts to be able to operate in my life. And the only way you're going to have the true love is by the Spirit of God living in you and being able to operate in you. Amen? Experiencing God's love. Romans, the 5th chapter, verse 5, it says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. True love knows God. He lives in you, and you feel his presence. When you have true love, when you have that agape love, when you have that experience, God lives in you. You feel his presence. God, he comforts you. He's with you. He directs you. He guides you. When you have that true love, can't you feel God's presence? When you have his true love in the midst of your trials and tribulations, God is yet right there with you. He's yet loving you through. Amen. Have you ever been there? You ever had some hard times in life and things were just going all bad? But God, he loved you so much. He was right there with you. He was right there caring. He was right there keeping you. True love. We experience God's love when we go through trials. We experience God's love the more that we begin to grow. We experience, see, John, Apostle John, he was with Jesus, so he spent time with him. So he was able to experience his love. And so what I'm trying to say to us today, if you want to experience God's love, you need to spend time with him. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in fellowship. Spend time with God. Spend time in God's word. Let God begin to reveal himself to you. Let God show you his word how special you are to him. Because you are special to God. God loves you so much. God loves me so much. Spend time with God. David said this in one of my favorite verses. He says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, see, John, he had experienced Jesus. John had spent time with Jesus. The Bible says it was the beloved John who had laid his head on Jesus' chest. See, John, he loved him so much, he spent time with him. And that's the same we want to be with Christ today. We ought to be able to spend time with him. I know I can't lay my head on you, but Lord, I'm just going to lay before you. God, just talk to me. God, just speak to me. Just spend some time with God. And I tell you, when you begin to spend time with God, God will begin to love you. Unspeakable joy begin to come inside your life. When you begin to just spend time. See, a lot of us are not spending any time with God. We're just coming to church and we're doing our thing and we're looking saved and we're doing okay. But God wants us to spend time with him. You need to be able to experience God for yourself. Not just because of what I'm telling you, but you know you found a God for yourself because you spent time with God. So you know that when you start going through trials and tribulations, that God's comfort, God's peace will be there with you because you spent time, because you have experienced God. Amen? That's why I can get so happy and I get all excited because I spend time with God. I know God. I don't care what nobody say. I know God for myself. I know what God has done for me. I know what God has brought me out of. I have experience. John had experience with God. You need experience with God today. True love, the agape love. And my last point will be this. Expression of love. And it's found in verses 15 and 16. And we're getting ready to wrap it up. Pastor Nelson, can you come back up? I'm getting ready to bring this home. Expressions of God's love. Believers, we express our love for God by trusting in him. We express our love for God the agape, the true love, by trusting in him. God's expression of love, it can go either way with the evidence, but the expression of God's love today. I want to speak to us just for a moment as I begin to close it up. The expression of God's love. Psalm said in 52nd chapter, verse 8, it says, "But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever." Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understandings." The expressions of love today. God is expressing his love for me and you. He wants us to be able to trust him. That's a sign of expression, that we would trust God in the midst of our chaos. God, no matter what I go through, I'm yet gonna trust you. I'm trusting you, God. My back is against the wall, but today I trust you. Lord, my faith and my hope is in you. All I can do, oh God, is trust in you. That is that agape love that causes me to fall on my knees and still trust in you. Jesus himself, he illustrated that agape love for us. When he went to the cross, he was able to express his love for me and you. But even before he went to the cross, the Bible says in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was going through, he knew they were getting ready to crucify him. He knew they were getting ready to beat him. They were getting ready to pull his hair out, begin to hit him with whips. They were getting ready to go through a horrible death. And he knew all of that. And it came to a point where he began, as he was struggling in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Lord, if it's possible, please remove this cup." Oh, but the expression of love began to take place. And he began to say, "Well, Lord, nevertheless, not my will be done, but Lord, let your will be done." He began to have love for me and you. He began to express love for me and you in the Garden of Gethsemane. Even for that thief on the cross, when he was dying on the cross, and all kind of pain he was going through for me and you. One thief began to talk about him. The other began to say, "Lord, if you can remember me in paradise." Jesus had an expression of love for him. The agape love went out for him. He said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." The expressions of love. We should have one for another. Not giving up on each other, but continue to hold on, continue to fight for one another. Love you one another as I have loved you. Love, let the agape love flow. That's what's wrong with the church today. There's no agape love in the church today. Let the love of God flow in this place. Let God's love have free reign. God is moving even right now as I speak right now. The love of God is flowing through this place. He said, "Through love and kindness have I pulled you in, have I drawn in. Through love and kindness have I pulled you in." Love one another as Christ loves me and you. Let's stand to our feet. Maybe there's one here today that you feel guilty. You don't even feel worthy. But I want you to know today, the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. You are here today because Jesus loves you, because he died for you. You are here today because he has a plan for your life today. The Spirit of God is here in this place. Let him arrest your soul. Let him arrest your heart today. As God begins to speak to you today, let him have his way. He said, I've drawn you through love and kindness. God is touching. He's tugging at your hearts right now. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden,